Christians need prayer as conflict intensifies in Syria. An aviation ministry celebrates a milestone and presents a challenge. And corrupt Cameroon needs heart change. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The international community is intensifying pressure on Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. They want him to step down, stop the attacks, and allow aid into the worst-hit areas. However, the possibility of his departure is alarming to Syrian Christians. Open Doors' Carl Muller explains that
they have a relationship with the government that allowed them to be sort of protected underneath Assad's regime. And Assad kept the forces that would destroy the Christian community at bay through his own dictatorial power. But if Assad is removed from power, all bets are off.
The violence has disrupted ministry in churches, schools, and other outreaches.
For the first time in some of these places, we've had to curtail Christian meetings. Christians have had their churches attacked and so forth. So we're really trying to assess the situation from the Christians' perspective.
Pray for believers. They're sustained by their faith with an unknown future.
Here we are, looking for other ways to help encourage these Christians, strengthen them, and to let them know that they're not forgotten during this very difficult time.
Meanwhile, the United Nations declared the Horn of Africa famine over a few weeks ago. Many have argued since then that the crisis is far from ended in that region. Jessica Dooley with Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, says the situation is certainly different from a few months ago. But
if anything, it's getting worse. The famine is still going on. There's a lot of war. There's a lot of groups that are still fleeing into refugee camps from their cities in the country, and so it's continuing to grow and to still be a problem.
So what's taking so long? Dooley says it's a multifaceted problem. Although a few short-term goals have been reached, there are still many long-term problems.
It's more than just, hey, we need food, we need water, but they need education, they need development, and they need a country that can support them.
GAIN is still helping as they can. They're sharing Christ's love along the way. You can help at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Urgent prayer is needed for a refugee camp in Thailand. Vision Beyond Borders received word late last week that 500 homes in one refugee camp had burned down. No one's sure yet if it was accidental or intentional. Supplies are greatly needed. Many of these refugees are from neighboring Burma and have already suffered much in their lives. Now, more loss. VBB is responding with supplies and the ongoing hope of the gospel. Help them at our website. Meanwhile, government officials, church and mission leaders, and other invited guests will be celebrating with Mission Aviation Fellowship in Haiti tomorrow. Why? President of MAF John Boyd says they'll be celebrating 25 years of ministry in Haiti. The 2010 earthquake made their work even more important and is still needed today.
In Haiti today, there's still about 490,000 internally displaced people. And so we're still supporting the earthquake rebuilding efforts.
They're flying food, medical supplies, doctors, and pastors into the region. MAF has also played a critical role in efforts to halt the spread of cholera. Boyd says the celebration will begin at their hangar in Port-au-Prince. He's asking you to pray.
Pray for MAF globally. Pray for the celebrations. Pray that those who attend those celebrations in Haiti, those who don't know Jesus, that something might just catch their hearts, catch their minds, catch their spirits, and they would start to see.
If you'd like to help, MAF's work will connect you at our website. And Cameroon regularly ranks among the most corrupt countries in the world. Without some kind of mindset change, that's likely to continue. Global Advance recently partnered with business leaders to teach the business and gospel principles of marketplace missions. The goal of the training is to encourage networking in the business community, generate new capital, greater integrity, and spiritual and economic renewal. Pray that as hearts change, so too will the business climate. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica wants to give you a free Gospel of John. Why? So you can use it or tell your friend the most incredible story ever told, the good news of Jesus Christ. How do you get your pocket-sized NIV Gospel of John? Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or place your order immediately at missionnetworknews.org and click on the Gospel of John link. I'm Greg Yoder.